its current state here on WKAR Radio. Homelessness is a problem faced by many individuals and families. It doesn't have one single solution. The City Rescue Mission of Lansing is a nonprofit that seeks to meet the needs of people struggling with homelessness and help them find the solutions that will work for them. In this week's Neighbors in Action segment, we're checking back in with the City Rescue Mission a little more than a year after their last visit. There have been some changes at the mission in that time. Joining us back in the studio, Executive Director of City Rescue Mission, Mark Criss, and Randy Barton, Director of Men's Ministries. Mark, Randy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mark, remind us exactly what the City Rescue Mission does. What is the bread and butter of its mission and the services that you offer?
The bread and butter is we provide food, shelter, and hope. For 105 years, we've been providing those elements of food, shelter, and hope in the Lansing community. Michigan's capital area. And so for over 100 years, we're providing shelter and food and, of course, the gospel. And we're the largest shelter in Michigan's capital area. So we shelter about 150 men, women, and kids every single night of the year.
You are a fixture on Michigan Avenue.
It is an icon that Jesus Saves Cross has been there for a long time. Yeah.
And what, remind our listeners of the changes that you've made over the past year here.
Well, about a year ago, it was kind of theoretical. We created a new dorm. So traditional shelter has been changed in Michigan's capital area. We decided to increase our capacity, but not just increase shelter beds, but community beds, work dorm beds as well. And so we wanted to provide incentive for men to do more to correct the homeless situation they happen to be in. And so as we increased our shelter, we increased opportunities. Community dorm is actually a place where men can extend their stay. So they come to the mission for about 90 days. They can go in the community dorm. They have to contribute 10 hours to 15 hours a week in the community to stay at the City Rescue Mission. Mm. So they get to extend their stay by doing work. And through that process, if they do get work, they can go to the work dorm and spend another 90 days inside the work dorm. So every single time they upgrade their stay, we provide new incentives. So they might get a locker in the community dorm to store their stuff. We'll actually charge their cell phone at night. So in the morning, they have a charged cell phone they can actually use to look for work, by example. And so this whole process was not just, hey, have a bed, but give them some incentive to actually do some work to give back to the community. So after 90 days, they start going to the community dorm, and they start giving 10 or 15 hours a week at the mission or at another nonprofit. And through that process, we actually had about 100 men get work, save their money, and get their own place over the past year. Mm. And so it gave them incentive to say, you know, I can do something productive. I saw great joy and utility in these men contributing to the mission, whether they're cleaning the floor or cleaning the chapel or working for another nonprofit. They're doing something constructive in the community. So we didn't want them just to stay with us. We're going to provide more beds. We'll provide more incentive for men to do something productive in the city.
Totally understood. I'm reminded of the state's efforts. I believe Governor Snyder referred to it last year's State of the State address, the river of opportunity, kind of bundling services together in a way that we take a more comprehensive approach to helping people who need help, not just in Lansing, but in the entire state of Michigan. Randy Barton, do you consider it, is this working in your view?
Oh, it's absolutely working. As we look at the numbers, we increased our bed count significantly with that. And now we see where men used to just simply be in a temporary overflow, about that same number is now in a dorm where they're able to get casework. They're now moving forward. I'd say that nearly 100 men going through the program in 1 year, getting a job, getting their own apartment is certainly signs that it is working. The attitude around the mission as well, just kind of the air of it, is men that were once very hopeless are now starting to find a sense of purpose. They appreciate that someone is believing in them and trusting them enough to help and to contribute, and it's really increased the morale a lot, as we've seen just so many go through and prove it to be successful.
We're speaking with Randy Barton, Director of Men's Ministries at the City Rescue Mission of Lansing. Also, Executive Director Mark Criss joins us. We're learning more about how their program for the homeless has been growing on Michigan Avenue. Mark, you have a second location for women and children. How does it differ from the men's location?
Yes, about 5 years ago, we bought the old Maplewood Elementary School. We put about $2.5 million into the project, and now we shelter about 90 women and kids at that South Cedar Street location. And so it's a ministry for women and children, for families. And so we shelter on average about 90 women and kids every single night at that facility, and about 50, 60 men, upwards of 70 now, mm-hmm. at the men's shelter on Michigan Avenue. So two separate facilities, both part of the City Rescue Mission. And about 5 years ago, when we purchased the building, we bought it for about $200,000 from the school district. And again, we put about $2.5 million into it, and we more than tripled, our more like quadrupled our capacity for women and kids alone.
I want to ask both of you what you feel the root causes of homelessness are. As we alluded to in the introduction, there are a variety of causes, but sure. If you had to point to a root cause of homelessness, what would you say it is?
Well, there's no one cause, and I think there's many different reasons, and typically it's financial. My car broke down, I couldn't get to work, I lost my job. Most people are only about two paychecks away from being homeless, and so it's a common possibility for people to become homeless. So I think affordable housing is an issue. Work that allows me to make ends meet is difficult as well.
Anything else to add to that, Randy?
Yeah, you always hear the common stigma of just lack of personal responsibility and not doing what is necessary. And there will always be that element. But we do see a large element of even mental illness with several of our guests and things. And so thankfully with the community dorm and the casework they get, we can point them to areas where they may be able to get help that they need as well.
City Rescue Mission of Lansing goes back over 100 years, as Mark pointed out. Randy, at what point did you get involved, and why were you drawn to this place?
I'd been working with the City Rescue Mission as one of their chapel speakers for about 6 to 7 years, and had opportunity to just come on seasonal part-time in a donation driver capacity. And during that, there's opportunity that arose to get even more involved, and certainly jumped at it as you just see the great work that's going on there. And about 2.5 years now, I've been actually on staff in about 2 years in the director position on Michigan Avenue. And it's just incredible to be able to see the change and transformation of people's lives.
Mark, you didn't get involved 100 years ago. We know that.
Not but quite.
How long ago? How long
about
have 12
you years
been
ago,
there?
Okay. And similar volunteering to serve a meal. And I started seeing the need for volunteers and consistent need, people coming for meals, not just homeless, but working poor coming for meals, and just seeing how God impacts people's lives. The City Rescue Mission really made an internal impact on their lives and mine. And so from becoming a volunteer to becoming an employee, I just realized that's what I want to do every single day, is be able to help others. And it's amazing to see how God brings people to be able to meet that need in Michigan's capital area.
Very commendable. Randy, does City Rescue Mission have an emergency shelter?
Absolutely. That's been our staple for so long. That's what we had before the expansion, and we still continue to have 38 beds each night, as well as overflow if those get full.
And how does Michigan's winter weather impact the demand at the emergency shelter?
It certainly impacts it. This year being a little milder winter hasn't impacted it quite as much, or maybe it has, but it's lightened up in some areas. But during that, we do have cold weather policies in place to open up that overflow when it does get cold, when it gets blustery, and be able to still continue to help people and even more through the overflow that'll open up.
Mark, how do you feel we as a city or a community or a region, let's say, are doing at addressing homelessness? What might we do more of, let's say?
I think investigate. When the public investigates, you know, how our organization's giving back and how they're helping others, we want long-term success and help. You know, I think about giving out, you know, blankets on the street, by example. That sounds like a great thing to do, but we really want people to get off the streets, not enable them to be on the streets. Mm-hmm. And so I think investigate where you're going to put your dollar. We're going to bring your food donation. I would encourage people to go to the organization to see what kind of quality help they provide others. The City Rescue Mission, by example, helps people get off the streets and get housing, whether it be families, individual men or women. We want them to correct the homeless situation they happen to be in. We want to be able to share the gospel with them, be able to feed them, do it of quality work. And so I would encourage people, investigate, see what they do, how they do it, and then put your dollar where you want to put your dollar.
Mark, Chris, and Randy Barton are both with Lansing's City Rescue Mission. There are quite a few different opportunities for volunteers at the mission. Can you tell us about a few of them?
Sure. I would say go to bearescuer.com and click on
bearescuer.com.
Bearescuer.com, because everyone wants to be a rescuer. And talk to our volunteer coordinator. Call 517-485-0145. Talk to our coordinator. Find out what's works for your schedule. But volunteer opportunities would include things like sorting our food basement, sorting and dating cans. Could be serving a meal. Could be an activity, a group activity, maybe in our thrift store. But a lot of different volunteering opportunities. But specifically, meals are pretty popular.
Randy, what would you say you're looking for in a volunteer? Who would be a good fit for the kind of volunteer that you need?
Yeah, first, be somebody that's willing to work with all types of people. And in volunteering, you're going to want somebody that's dependable. Sometimes it's a reoccurring opportunity for them, as well as somebody that's just flexible and a little bit open-minded, of willing to look past what it may be a Hollywood version of homelessness really is. Mm. Somebody that's compassionate and someone that's just able to see a need and meet a need with it.
Is there training involved?
There is. There is. Anyone that comes in, they meet with our volunteer coordinator that will walk them through, would be necessary for whatever capacity they're going to be used.
Well, we've been speaking with Randy Barton, the Director of Men's Ministries at City Rescue Mission, along with Executive Director Mark Criss, about the problem of homelessness and how City Rescue Mission is addressing that and their exciting expansion and apparent success here over the last year at creating more independence, I guess, is the
Absolutely.
Way
we
would put that.
Absolutely. We want to give people opportunities to correct the homeless situation they happen to be in. So to come to a safe place that's going to help them is City Rescue Mission.
Randy, Mark, thank you for joining us. Continued success. Current State's looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Please put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, or you can tweet us at KAR Current State. Please tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.